Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed, the podcast all about health and self with me, author S.R. Crawford. Today we're talking about learning, always being a learner. As of the time of recording this, I am starting my new job next week. So obviously I'm entering a new stage where I'm going to be a learner again. And this is all because I'm starting a new beginning. I'm starting from the start and I'm behind the experts who have worked in the field before. So I am a beginner, I am a learner. And that can feel scary at times, but for certain people and definitely for me, it also feels kind of exciting because learning should be something that we always do anyway. We should all always be learners, no matter what stages we are in life. Even if you have a driver's license, for example, you shouldn't stop being a learner on the road. Because I don't know about you, but driving new roads means you have to adapt in a new way. You know, driving a new car means you have to get used to different controls. Going from manual to automatic, driving in a different country or a different city, you know, driving with different people in the car, driving with kids in your car, that all require something different from you. And therefore, setting out on the road is not the same every single day. You're not going to perform in the same way every single day. The other people on the road are not going to be the same every day. Therefore, you're adapting to new information, new ways of working all the time, every time you step into the car. So even though you have your driver's license saying that you're no longer officially a learner, you still are learning every time you get behind the wheel. The same goes for school. Even when you finish school and you've got your qualifications, or you finish university and you've got your qualifications, that doesn't mean that you should stop learning about different subjects. You may not be in a classroom anymore necessarily, but you should always be learning something. You should always be teaching yourself new things. Every time you switch on the television and you watch the news, for example, you're going to be learning new things about our world, about what's going on around our world. You should be taking in that information and, you know, processing it and trying to remember it just like you would in the classroom. Same goes with when you pick up a book, or you watch a documentary, or you go to a museum, or you go abroad and you learn about a different culture, a different language. You are always learning new information. And it's when we pay attention to it, or take note of it, or share that information with other people, that we are engaging in active learning, which is definitely something that we should all do. I think after we get older, we start to think that our education is over, but it's not. It is never over. We are always learning, and we should always learn. We should always pay attention to what we're being taught as well. Even as you get older, there is still a lot of life that you need to learn about. As I say, certain things happen at different walks in life. So right now, I've never had a child. I've never been married. I've never worked long term in a full-time job. You know, I've never published a book, traditional publishing, and I've never done a book tour. I've never traveled to Asia. I've never traveled to America. There are so many things that I haven't yet done, but at a different stage in my life, I'm going to be confronted with, hopefully, those things. And therefore, when I get to that thing, it's going to be so new and it's going to involve elements of the unknown that I'm therefore going to have to learn. I'm going to be faced with being a beginner again. And that's okay. That's a good thing. We are all learning at different ages, different stages in our life. And by paying attention to the fact that it's okay to be a learner, it's okay not to know what you're doing and to learn as you go, then you feel a lot better about those new stages, those new walks in life. Don't think that because you're older, you have nothing left to learn, that nobody younger than you can teach you anything, or nothing in life can teach you anything anymore, that you've experienced it all. You haven't. There's always going to be something new out there for you to process, for you to engage with, for you to mull over in your mind and say, hey, does this resonate with me? Do I need to pay attention to this? And I know this for sure because, like, for example, my grandparents are in their 80s and my sister came out as gay to them. And just to paint you a quick picture, they're old school Jamaican Christians. And anybody who knows of that culture, they're not exactly very accepting of homosexuality. And so for my grandparents, they were faced with a child that they love telling them that they are gay. And that was very hard for them, I'm sure. But my grandparents learned that what they'd been told back home and what they'd been told from the Bible wasn't necessarily true, and they didn't need to believe it because their granddaughter is somebody that they love, is somebody that they've known all their life, and her being gay or not does not change who she is. And they're so accepting of her. They invite her friends around. They've never treated her any different. They invite her girlfriends around, and it's just lovely that they were once thinking in a different mindset perhaps, and now even at the age of 80 they've had to face new information, process it, engage with it, and learn something new. Learn about what it means to be a gay person. And now they engage in these conversations completely fluidly that you wouldn't expect, you know? And it's so beautiful. So no matter your age, no matter who you are always faced with new informations and new opportunities to learn. And it only happens if you choose to have an open mindset and to look at the world with wonder. So a few things that I want to really push hard on that you always need to be learning about is, firstly, you need to always be learning about your partner. So me and my friends met up on the weekend and we was talking about life like you do. And one of them was struggling with her partner. I won't go into the details of that, of course. It's not my story to tell. But she was struggling with her partner. And I, like I always do, I always try and empathize and link it to how I've felt or the personal pitfalls or, you know, obstacles that I've faced in my relationship over 5 years as well. And the one thing that I've definitely picked up on is that in order for a long-term relationship to work out, is that you need to stop assuming things about your partner. You need to stop being complacent and think that they're just going to stay forever no matter what you do or no matter how you treat them. And you need to always be learning about them. So that person is growing every year, hopefully. Or you're growing every year, hopefully. And you can grow together or you can grow apart. And I think that people grow apart when one partner grows and the other one doesn't, or when they stop learning about each other. Because the person that you got with, that you entered a relationship with many years ago, is not the same person that they are today. And it is your job to keep looking at them with fresh eyes, to see them for the person that they are today, the person that they'll be tomorrow. Because that person might not necessarily be the exact same person that you fell in love with. And that can sometimes be a bad thing, I understand. But it also needs to be something that you're aware of. And it's something that can be so beautiful because it's like dating them forever. Because you're trying to be like, oh, who are you? Who are you? This fascinating creature before me. What makes you tick? Who are you? What do you love? What are you good at? What are you bad at? What do you hate? Where have you been? What have you done? What are you passionate about? You know, keep asking your partner those questions and paying attention to those answers. No matter what age you are, no matter what stage you are, even if you've been married for 50 years, there are still new things that you can learn about your partner. Again, with the example of my grandparents, they're still together after, I think it's 60 years, and they're in their 80s, but my nan does new things all the time. She likes to do Tai Chi and go on walking groups and do knitting, and she's gone to a different church to my granddad, and she's gone abroad to different places. And he needs to learn who she is still, even now, 60 years later, to adapt to who she is, even now, 60 years later. So I really want to push the point that if you are in a long-term relationship, you're with somebody who you want to be with forever, then you need to pay attention to who they are and who they're becoming. You need to be curious about that person, in wonder of that person, to treat them like they're something new and interesting, not something that's boring, something that you assume to be the way that they've always been, right? To ask them what they dream about now, because it might not be necessarily what they dreamt about before. To basically always be learning who they are and encourage them to always be learning who you are. The next one, of course, is to always be learning what you are capable of. I think that we can get, again, a bit complacent and a bit too sure of who we think we are. So we box ourselves up, we throw a bunch of labels on ourselves and say, this is who I am, this is what I'm capable of, and I'm going to stay in this comfort zone. Comfort zones are good because it's where you feel safe. And I definitely know that we should all have a comfort zone, but we should all step out of that comfort zone regularly because that's how we test ourselves. That's how we grow. That's how we learn new things about who we are and what we're capable of. If I'd never gone to Africa, for example, by myself with my boyfriend's family, which really tested me, I was really afraid to go. If I'd never gone, then I would never be able to sit here today and say that that's something I'm capable of. You know, I'd never be able to say that I've been on a real African safari, you know, that I've rode quad bikes whilst being amongst giraffes and zebras. Like, that was crazy. And it was an amazing trip. It tested me. Like I said, it was really hard. It tested me. But it was an amazing trip that I won't forget. The same goes for anything that you do in life. You will not know that you're capable of doing that thing until you do it. And yes, you might fall flat on your face. Yes, you might fail. But it's better to do it and know than to do it and wonder what if. Because like I say, that achievement, the success, the accomplishment feels amazing. And you'll never have it unless you do it. So always be learning what you're capable of. See every new opportunity or every new thing that you try as an opportunity for learning more about yourself, learning what you're capable of. Treating life as an experiment, like, oh, I just want to see what happens, you know? If I do this thing, I just want to see what happens, see how I react, see how good I am. It's fine that if you're bad, it really is fine, but you'll have that experience and you'll know, you'll have new information about yourself, and that is so enriching and empowering. I promise you it is. And I always want you to be learning about our world. We're taught so many things when we're young about what the world is, who people are, the countries, politics, laws, all these things that we see as facts and figures. But I don't know about you, but some of the things that I was told before, I definitely have found not to be quite true. We can assume things from watching the news, for example, or watching TV, that other countries are awful, they're really bad. Yeah, because that sometimes they're painted in a bad way. And interestingly, when I went to Africa, my boyfriend's uncle asked us if we're okay because of the awful things that are happening in the UK at the moment. Because obviously the news focuses on the bad things because that's what sells and that's what, you know, gets people watching. But we was like, well, we don't really know what you're on about, because it was fine. Being there was absolutely fine. Our country was fine, obviously. But all they'd seen was these terrorist attacks, like, and it seemed to them like they were happening every day. And it's just not true. So always be learning new things about the world. Always be questioning what you think you know to be true and what you think you know to be certain. Go and find out for yourself, right? Travel the world. See as much of it as you can. And learn for sure with your first-hand experience, with your own eyes, what the world is like, what cultures are like, what languages sound like, instead of assuming that you know things because of what you're told or what you see on the news or what you read in a book. It's going to be very different to real first-hand experiences, which will always be so much more beautiful and so much, you know, more true, because these things are subjective. If somebody says something is bad, that is their opinion. So go and find your own opinion. So remember the fact that learning is fun. Learning is something that can happen naturally, but it happens in a more enriching way when you pay attention to the fact that you've learned a lesson, or that you're learning a lesson, or you're being taught a lesson, right? So try and encourage aspects of learning in your own life. Like I say, actively trying to learn more about your partner, asking questions, you know, paying attention to what they're saying, you know, listening, really actually listening. Learning from all different ways and different people. So don't assume that a certain group of people, for example, can't teach you anything. Everybody can teach you something. You can learn in and out of a classroom. You can learn from all kinds of books, all kinds of TV programs or films. You can learn from anything and everywhere. That's the point. And you should learn from anything and everywhere and engage with these moments, because it's fun, because it's exciting, because learning new information, gaining new knowledge, gaining new experiences, gaining new information about yourself, about others, about the world is beautiful. It is what makes life exciting. So I hope that none of us ever stop learning. That's it for today then, guys. I hope that my podcast is a medium for you to learn. I hope that my blog is a medium for you to learn. I hope that you are learning from your family members, from your partner, from the films that you watch, that you're paying attention basically to the world, and you're taking on this information and engaging with it, asking questions about it, being curious, experimenting, to see life as this plethora of education put before you, and that learning new things will make your life so much more abundant and beautiful and open, because you're basically opening doors in your mind and opening doors of opportunity by learning new things all the time. And I, for one, never want to stop. So take care, guys, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.